Police headquarters. Just a minute. I'll connect you with homicide.
Homicide detail, Captain Harris.
This is Lawrence French, manager of the Melody Theater. I wish you'd hurry right over here.
What's wrong, Mr. French?
Well, we're not sure yet. Looks like a murder.
Who is it?
One of our performers, a girl. I wish you'd hurry right over here and see what you can make of it.
All right, I will.
And, Captain.
Yeah?
Come to the stage door with as little noise as possible. The show's still on, and we want to avoid any excitement.
All right, sir. Hello, Murphy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Weaver.
Yes, sir.
You two men get your things. Flashlight, powder, camera. And Murphy.
Yes, sir.
Get a fingerprint outfit and meet me in front.
Yes, sir. Where to, Captain?
To the Melody Theater.
Okay.
Somebody has a nice little show all arranged for us. Yeah, try to cut in on this alley without attracting any attention, Weaver.
All right, Captain.
Yeah, that's good. Now, I'll turn to the stage entrance here. All right. Now, come on. Don't make any noise. Watch these steps. Here, take this camera, Murphy.
Okay. Are you the officers?
Yes. Where's Mr. French?
He's expecting you up front there in the dressing room.
Oh, good. Anybody gone out by this door since he called us?
No, sir. I've been on this door every minute.
Yeah, all right, Pop. You stay on this door. If anyone tries to leave, call me or one of the boys here.
You bet I will, sir.
Come on, boys.
Now watch these ropes, Pap. You don't want to knock anything down. Yeah, pretty swell joint, isn't it?
Yeah, all these lights blind me, though.
Yeah, here we are. Hey, where's...
You're the officer from headquarters?
Yeah.
In this dressing room right here. He's lying right over there.
Stabbed. In the back. Anything been moved?
No, sir. I saw to that.
Who's this fellow?
He was caught trying to slip out. His name is Prince.
What's your full name?
Tom Prince.
Know this girl?
Yes. Yes, I know her. I've been quite friendly with her, but I didn't do it. You hear? I didn't do it.
Well, who says you did?
This man here, French.
Yeah, what about it, Mr. French?
Well, the call boy tried to get this girl to answer for her second number, but there was no response. He opened the door and saw her lying on the floor with that knife in her back. He immediately called me.
Yeah, wait a minute. Who is this girl?
Her name is Marsh. Helen Marsh. She works in a knife-throwing act. It's a number two spot right now. She's supposed to make a quick change and stand in on an Oriental number.
Did she go through her knife act tonight?
Yes.
And when the call boy called her for the Oriental number, she was dead, huh?
That's right.
How much time is consumed between the knife act and the Oriental number?
Oh, about 10 minutes.
And she could have been killed at any time during that 10 minutes, huh?
That's right.
Where does this man fit in?
Mr. Prince has been one of Miss Marsh's admirers. He went with her quite steadily, I believe. Earlier this evening, they had some words, and Miss Marsh told him to leave.
How'd you find that out?
Well, from the other actors. It's common knowledge. Backstage gossip, you know.
I see. Now, what's your story, Prince?
What he told you is true. I did go with Helen, Miss Marsh. I've gone with her for a month or so, nearly every evening. Well, earlier tonight, my brother told me that she'd come to him demanding money or she'd involve me in a scandal of some sort. I didn't believe him, and we both came to the theater before the show tonight to see her.
I see. Your brother came with you?
Yes, he made Miss Marsh admit she was only trying to work me for some money, and we both left just as Jose came in.
Jose? Who's he?
Jose Gonzalez, her partner in the knife-throwing act.
Oh. Where did you and your brother go after leaving here?
I had some passes, so we took in the show. He's still out there, I guess.
You were seeing the show with him?
Yes.
Then how did we find you back here, with Mr. French telling us that you were caught trying to leave?
Well, during the show, I got to thinking that maybe Helen had some reason for saying what she did. So I came back through an exit door to give her another chance to explain. I told my brother I was going out for a smoke.
I see. And your brother is still sitting out in front?
Yes, unless he got tired of waiting for me and left.
Yeah, we'll find out about that. Well, what did you see when you came back here? Well,
I knew Miss March was in her dressing room between acts, so I knocked on the door and walked in.
Yeah, and then?
Helen Marsh was lying just as you see her now, with that knife sticking out of her back.
What did you do?
I closed the door and tried to get back to the theater, but Mr. French caught me.
Yes, the call boy had already notified me.
I see. Well, Mr. French, there's only one thing to do. That is to empty the house, see if this man's brother is in the audience, and bring him back here. Also, I want to see this Jose Gonzalez. If I'm not mistaken, that knife that's sticking in her back looks very much like one he'd used.
As you say, Captain, but can't you wait until later, say after the last show, to make your investigation?
I'm sorry, but we'll do it my way. Dismiss the audience and see if this other Mr. Prince is in the theater and tell all the performers to remain in their dressing rooms until I see them.
As you wish.
I'm sorry to have to do this, Mr. French, but murder is a serious matter.
I understand. I'll inform the audience right after this number.
All right. Don't frighten them. Just make some excuse, refund if necessary. That's up to you.
I'll handle it.
Yeah, get those pictures now, Weaver. Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but you'll have to stick around. Looks like you're in a spot.
Well, I didn't do it, I tell you. I didn't do it.
We'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are forced to ask your indulgence in view of a tragedy which has just happened backstage. The remainder of tonight's performance will be canceled. There's no reason for excitement. Those of you who wish may get the price of their seats refunded at the box office. If a Mr. Prince is in the house, brother of Mr. Tom Prince, he is wanted backstage. A little music, please, Temple.
You say you never saw this knife before?
No, it is painted like the rest of my knives. But this one is not like the rest. It does not have the balance.
And as these other actors say, you were downstairs playing poker from immediately after your act until now, huh?
Yes, I did not know of this until I am told.
All right, you can go. Dismiss the rest of the cast, too, French. I'm through with them.
Yes, Captain.
Oh, see who it is.
Where's my brother? What has happened to my brother?
Now, wait a minute. Who said anything had happened to your brother?
Well, it was announced that there had been a tragedy backstage. My brother has not returned to his seat.
Oh, you're Tom Prince's brother?
Yes. I am Dr. Prince.
Did you know that your brother was coming backstage?
No. He told me he was going out for a smoke. Where is he? What's happened to him?
Nothing has happened to him. He's right in the next room. But Dr. Prince, it looks very much like your brother is in a jam.
Jam? What sort of a jam?
Helen Marsh was found dead in the next room.
Dead?
Yes. And we suspect your brother of the murder.
Why, that's impossible. Ridiculous.
Nevertheless, it looks bad for him. Mr. French here found him trying to sneak out.
Who is Mr. French?
This gentleman in the tuxedo. He's the manager of the theater.
Oh. May I see my brother?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, get him, Weaver.
Yes, sir.
Oh, John. Oh, John, I'm glad you're here. They've got me in an awful mess.
Now, brace up, John. I want you to answer just one question. Did you kill Helen Marsh?
Oh, no, no, for heaven's sake. No, don't you believe me either.
Yes, Tom, I believe you.
Well, I'm sorry, Dr. Prince, but I don't. I'll have to take him down for questioning.
May I see the body? I'm a physician, you know.
I guess it'll be all right. In here. There.
Stabbed.
Yeah.
What's more, she was stabbed while facing her killer.
How do you know that?
By the position of the knife. It was driven into her body by a left-handed man who reached over her right shoulder and drove the knife home.
Hmm.
My brother is right-handed.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't prove anything.
It is a point, though. You mind if I turn the body over?
No. No, I guess not. We have all our pictures.
All right, give me a hand here. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. She was a good-looking woman, wasn't she?
Yes, but terribly unscrupulous. I'm rather inclined to agree with Schopenhauer that women are an unscrupulous race.
Schopenhauer? Well, who's he?
Well, you probably wouldn't know him. He's an old philosopher.
Oh, Like Napoleon, huh?
Well, hardly. Look at this.
What'd you find, Doctor?
I don't know exactly. Look at this little round bruise in the center of her forehead, about the size of a pea.
Birthmark, maybe.
Not this. There's coagulation of blood here. It's a bruise.
Oh, from what? Her fall?
No.
What caused it, then?
I'm just trying to decide. Now, let me see. Captain, how does this sound? Does it sound reasonable to you? When Helen Marsh started playing around with my brother with the obvious intention of getting all the money she could, she invoked the displeasure of someone else.
Yeah, but...
Now, that someone had spent a lot of money on this Marsh girl, done a lot for her. And when he found out that her game was making suckers out of men like my brother, he resented it even more than my brother did.
Well, it's a sense that whoever killed her must not have liked her very much.
Now, granted. Now, this man finds out what sort of a woman she is, and he gets very angry. He plans to kill her and throw suspicion on Jose, the knife thrower, by using a gilded knife, like the one in the act.
Well, maybe.
Now, the killer sneaked back here and between acts entered the room. He embraced her with his left arm over her right shoulder, and with her face pressed firmly to his chest to suppress a scream, he drove the knife into her body and fled.
Well, sounds okay.
The murderer left one little clue, Captain.
Yeah, what was that?
A small bruise on Helen Marsh's forehead. Captain, how tall is this Marsh girl?
Oh, 5'1" or 2"
Nearer 5 even, I'd say. And how tall is one of us men? Say, French over here.
Oh, about 6 feet.
Then Helen Marsh, standing up and facing one of us, would stand with the top of her head just under our chin?
Yeah, but...
Captain, that mark on Helen Marsh's forehead was made by just one thing. A stud. A tuxedo stud on the front of a man's shirt, such as French is wearing. And Captain...
All right, what the...
On French's shirt front are the marks of Helen Marsh's lips, for he pressed a rouged mouth close to his body to keep her from screaming. There's your murderer, the theater manager.
Police headquarters. All right, Captain. Hello, Tim. Send a car to the Melody Theater. The manager's just confessed to murder. Police headquarters.